It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department. Follow them on Twitter at ITStellenUni.
We chilled with the lunch show brought to you by Wineland's Office International. And we have a certain gentleman in studio by the name of Mark Allen. Mm-hmm. How are you doing, sir?
Doing very well.
Yes. How you been?
Fine. Earlier I said I shouldn't complain.
Exactly.
Yeah, yes. That's very
positive. Let's say positive.
Positivity is key. Now, you come from IT Stellenbosch, and there's a whole lot that we need to chat about today. And the first one which that I saw is that WhatsApp is ending support for two different phones.
Yes.
Okay.
And you're thinking, why do we worry about it? But if you've still got that BlackBerry stuck in your BlackBerry, you know, phone, they just stop supporting it from, I don't know exactly the date, but they're going to stop supporting it.
Oh my goodness.
You won't be able to use it on BlackBerry devices. I think BlackBerry 10. That might actually affect a few people.
Oh wow!
But on the Nokia side, also the old Nokia devices that used to have the Symbian operating system.
Yeah.
Those like smaller phones, smartphones, S60 and S40 devices.
Shame,
man. Yeah. So it might not affect a lot of people on campus because, according to our statistics, most people have got like Android or iPhone.
Yeah.
But I mean, a lot of family and friends still use it, and we continue talking to them.
Mm.
So I mean, it just be aware of it. It's something to plan for.
Maybe
suggest an upgrade if possible. You know,
that conversation already is, I know it's going to go down and not so well because
it's true. I'm thinking that because my grandmother has a Nokia phone as well.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not going to go well.
Yeah. No. Why do I want this?
You know
this
what
bigger
I mean?
Phone?
Change is not a great thing to some people, especially when it comes to phones, because we've just gotten used to this one. But hey, nonetheless, it is what it is when it comes to technology.
Yeah, but something else very interesting that we were chatting about, Mark, is that Google can identify the location of a photo. Tell us about this.
Yes, this is actually very cool. They've put on a neural network. Now, a neural network is a very fancy name for an artificial intelligence. But basically, the machine uses a neural network, and it took 126 million photos with geolocated tags to say where they are, and it analyzed it and put it into a network to say, well, give me any photo and I can tell you where it is.
Sure.
And it actually did quite well. Now, you know, bear with me, it sounds very low, but I mean, it says it could locate 3.6% of things. Now, that sounds very low. You're going, Mark?
Yeah, it sounds very low.
But I mean, compare that with, so it could locate 3.6% at street level, 10% at city level, 28% at country level, and 48% at continent level.
Oh my goodness.
Now, I mean, what I suggest you all do now, say, ugh, the machine, it can't do that well. Go and try it for yourself.
Mm.
There's they've created a website called GeoGuessr, GeoGuessr. I need to spell it because it's not the
conventional.com.
Yes, and go and try it out because you'll be surprised how difficult it is. And this thing can identify a photo across the entire world.
Oh my goodness.
So that's impressive.
Mm. Sure. You know, Mark, one thing that I'm worried about regarding this is my safety as a user.
Yes.
You know, where do they take these pictures from? Is it legal for them to have my picture somewhere? How does it all happen?
Well, I think they took about this 126 million photos they took. They took it from like Flickr.com. So if you posted it to Flickr and you shared it publicly with your geotags and so forth, that's where they got it.
Mm.
And also, they can actually detect whether there's a person on it or whether it's indoors and outdoors. That's like the hidden sort of knowledge that they have to first figure out that it's outdoors. Otherwise,
obviously they can't.
They want
really
to
detect,
you know, locate it.
Mm.
And it was actually quite interesting. Have a check. How difficult it is to figure out? You're going to human brain goes, where is this? Are they driving on the left hand side, the right hand side?
Oh my goodness!
Are these trees like indigenous of South
this
Africa
is
or
too
not?
Much.
And yeah, so it's quite fun and it's impressive. It'll get better, I think.
But for me, I'm excited about the fact that it's going to change the whole scope of relationships.
Yes,
because now you're going to call your baby be like, hey, where you at? And then they'll lie. Like, why you lying?
Yes.
Google says this. Okay.
Exactly. You said you were here, but you're not here. What's going on?
Why are you lying?
Andy, I'm not endorsing this. I don't know why Mark Allen is agreeing with you.
I would use something else like a tracker app.
This is not me, it's Mark. Okay?
I am not on your level.
Just
right
about
now.
Success ratios. It's all about that. But no, I'm just joking.
Oh, Mark is my favorite. Oh, my goodness. Now, apparently, you can actually make an Instagram movie
as
well.
Yes, we've seen this. We've seen this on Facebook.
Yes.
About this like movie it creates from your photos. Now, you can also do it on Instagram.
That's
called
cute.
There's a website called 30dayspics.com. And it takes the last 30 days of your Instagram and it creates a video of it.
I'm all about that. That's
and
really cute.
When we talk about that, it's actually quite cool. It just that prompts you. It says, hey, there's this photo, and I had this one on my phone, my Sony as well. It just says this movie moments. It just makes it nice.
And
But I said, you go, when did I take this photo?
Very true.
It helps you to clean up a few photos maybe.
True. Also with the Facebook memories thing, sometimes you're like, wait, I don't actually want people to see this memory.
Exactly.
And you just go back and delete everything.
Yes, it helps you a bit. And one last thing, maybe admin related.
Yes, please.
Please, please, please reactivate your accounts, your Stellenbosch University accounts before the end of the month, end of March, because otherwise it's going to be very difficult to log in and get your internet and all those things.
Goodness.
And I know we're going to delay it. So please don't wait until the last day and then you realize, oh, shucks, my password just reset and all sorts of stuff. Give it enough time. Do it now. Reactivate and get it done.
Where do people activate it?
It's fairly easy. You go to www.sunnetac.za/user-ADM.
Okay.
Yes, and there you'll see reactivate. There's a link that says reactivate account for 2016, and you just click on it, and it's very quick.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes.
I'm all about that.
Righty. So, Mark Allen, where can people find you on Twitter? You are?
@TheMarkAllen. @TheMarkAllen.
Snap on that. Mark.
But don't follow me. Follow @TStellenUni.
Absolutely. Right. Thank you so much, Mark Allen. You're the best. We love you.
Thank you, guys.
Every single time. And we'll catch up with you in the next 2 weeks, right? Absolutely.
It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department. Follow them on Twitter @ITStellenUni.